Steve and Jill here.
Hello.
Welcome to the Land Academy Show, entertaining land investment talk. I'm Stephen Jack Butella.
And I'm Jill DeWitt, broadcasting from awesome Scottsdale, Arizona.
Today, Jill and I talk about how it's Jack Thursday and more deals and less work. It's my current goal in life.
Yes.
Before we get into it, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landinvestors.com online community. It's free. And if you're already a Land Academy member, please join us on Discord.
I'd like to back up for just a moment. Shouldn't that be everybody's goal?
You know,
it's not just your personal goal. It happens to be mine, too.
Well, I know. Well, it's Jack Thursday, so it's kind of about me.
Okay, got it.
Like Joe Friday's tomorrow.
Excuse me. Oh, it's about you. Sorry. Oops.
Well, I'll give you an example where this should not be your goal.
Okay.
If you haven't done your first deal yet, this doesn't apply to you.
Oh.
You just need to get past that first deal. In fact, Joe's long said, get like 10 deals under your belt, see if you really want to do this. But if this is now your career and you're full time, this would absolutely be your goal.
Mm-hmm. Totally. Okay. Miguel wrote, I failed my first mailer. He thinks he failed his first mailer. Let's see here. I had
I love to throw Jill for a loop on these questions because she doesn't read them before.
No, I have no idea. This is cold. In case you can't tell. In case you did not know, this is totally unrehearsed.
In fact, this is the most that Jill and I talk to each other the entire week.
This is true. Only on Thursdays. I had calls sent to my Google Voice number, voicemail, and I missed most of the calls. Won't happen again. I have Pat Live now. No deals, no acceptance on any offers, but a few angry owners left messages. I offered 20% of the assessed land value per the data tree column just to get the mail out. Any tips from a pro are appreciated. Well, Jack, without giving Miguel kind of knows. We've got a couple things he already figured out. So you want to...
Here's the good news.
Yeah.
Here's the good news, Miguel. This failure is one step closer to success. You know, if I added up all my failures, oh my gosh. I was telling somebody...
Sorry, I wasn't laughing at you. I was just giggling.
Somebody, one of my really longtime friends for decades came to me and said, look, I've got this great business idea. I'm not sure where to start. And I could really use your advice. And I said, I'm happy to help you. But I will tell you, no one can turn a dollar into 50 cents like me. I said, of all the companies Jill and I have ever started and all the stuff I've ever done, the ones that we have right now are the ones that were left over because they succeeded. And they're the most recent. All the failures and all of that, we don't have a show about failing at companies.
Right.
We have the Land Academy show.
Mm-hmm.
So don't get discouraged. That's the good news. But I will tell you, this questioning and the few points in here, I have to really seriously request, and please take this to heart. This is for everybody. You got to go through the steps, the Land Academy steps. You got to go through the program. You have to participate in our Thursday calls. That's how you get the most up-to-date information on the tools that we use. You have to use the Discord, and you put this in Discord, which is awesome. And you got to ask tons and tons of questions in all the venues that we provide, including this one. So you made this one.
Mm-hmm.
So you can learn.
Exactly.
So, you know, Jill has a lot to say about Google Voice numbers and voicemail. And we've you know, someone needs to answer the phone. That's going to directly translate into deals. Good deals.
Sounds like you already figured a lot of this out.
Right.
By the time you're writing this, Miguel, you already know, okay, I did that wrong. Got it. I did that wrong. Got it. Okay. So the next one's going to be that much better.
So as far as, and I want everyone to really digest this, you should, assessed value has nothing to do with pricing.
Right.
It's just the way that, and it's all different everywhere and over the entire country. So you know that by now. It's when you use assessed value, 90% of the, more than probably 99% of the time, you're going to grossly underprice a mailer, which is the most common reason why one fails. It's just too low.
Exactly.
So please do what you're doing. Stick around in Discord. Join us on those Thursday calls. If you can't join us on the Thursday calls, they're all recorded and in landinvestors.com. So you'll get there.
Yeah, and just stay at it and keep doing what you're doing.
Today's topic, Jack Thursday, more deals, less work. This is why you're listening. This is a direct title that was related to a conversation Joe and I had this morning while we're kind of kicking around the house before we started work. If you have 10 deals coming in, and you're, let's say you have 10 acquisition candidates, and everyone has a bottleneck, everyone, even us. You've got to remove that bottleneck so that you're doing less work. You either have money as a resource, as a prevalent resource, or time as a prevalent resource. If you're brand new, you probably have no money and a ton of time. If you're at the point in your career like us, we have all tons of money and not a lot of time. Thus, we would like to put our money to work and do more deals with less work. If you're brand new, you should be, and you're young, good for you. You should be working 18 hours a day at this, using people's money like ours, mm-hmm. to really leverage that. It's a couple weeks ago, I did a show about leveraging time and leveraging money. Can't really leverage both. That's why it's leverage. Mm-hmm. So for a great example is, Jill and I get lots of transaction opportunities from multiple sources. Number one is our mailers. Mm-hmm. Those are the most difficult transactions for us to complete. Here's why. The mail comes, I send a bunch of mail out, Jill does, which takes time. Jill answers, deals with all this stuff, and which takes time. And we all agree that there's these five properties, let's say, for sake of argument, that come in. And then we got to do the deals. We got to buy them. We got to sell them. It takes a lot of time and effort. What we should be doing, and we are exploring, is assigning those deals that come in to somebody who's got more time and not a lot of money and who's good at this to just take over the deal for 50% of the profit and close it. That would allow us to do way more deals with a lot less work. Number two, deal funding. We get deals in that way. So people they do all the work, they find a great deal, they bring it to Jill, and Jill says, I love this deal. Here's all the money. Please go close the deal. So now she's doing way more deals with a lot less work.
Correct. Can I throw out one thing? It's not always 50%, depending on what's going on.
Oh, yeah, sure, sorry.
So use that as a rule of thumb, just like X percentage. It may not always be 50%, depending on what the deal is, how big the deal is, what's involved, how much I need to help with it, or something like that. What I've contributed, or you've contributed.
I would have killed for that opportunity in my 20s. Nobody needs to sleep in their 20s.
Right.
And I don't have a dollar in my 20s. So,
meaning you have the energy. That's the point here. You have the energy. You got this. And you know what? If you want to get ahead, you're going to do it. That's the whole thing too. You know, think about the successful people, how hard they worked. You know, the young successful people, they'll tell you, I slept under my desk, and that's what I had to do to get ahead. I wasn't a partying maniac. I would have gotten nowhere if I just did that. I had to really work at this. And then the harder you work, then you get to sit back and go, oh, okay, I earned this.
If somebody came to me in my 20s and said, watch these videos, learn all this stuff, attend these Thursday calls, and they're going to tell you exactly how to do this. Mm-hmm. And once you find a bunch of good, your job is, forget about money. Your job is to find great transactions through this process that these people have. Go for it. When you find a good deal, bring it to me. I'll pay for the whole thing and split it with you. Mm-hmm. To some percentage. I would have dropped everything and said, let's do it.
Right. This is one of the reasons we made up Land Tank. We have a website called Land Tank because there's a lot of people out there that are young and finding these deals and they can't afford to do them, right? So they put them in Land Tank and they are gobbled up by our members. I don't think they last like minutes, not hours. Yeah. On Land Tank, because there's a lot of people that see the value here. So this is really the best way one of the best ways to really get ahead fast is, because think about this, you're doing some of your own mail, you've got an extra $50,000 lying around. Why would you not parse out 5,000 to 10 guys and let those 10 guys do all the work, and you're doing an hour a week, not kidding. Because you're talking to them, saying, yeah, I looked at it too. I love it. I'll be the bank. Open escrow. Go. And then that's your conversation. And then the next thing they pop up and say, oh, by the way, watch for the wire instructions are coming and the documents for you to review, the purchase documents from the escrow company. Okay, now you're going to be in for another 30 minutes, maybe. Okay, this is like in another a week later. That's all done. Then the person that you did the partner with, like they're out there getting the pictures, they're getting the drones, they're marketing the property. Now they're going to pop up in another, I just had one in 3 days, pop up and go, okay, just reopened escrow. We got our sales price kind of thing because you priced it well. Kind of thing too. Hey, watch for the escrow to reach back out when it's time to close and the HUD one. Oh, and by the way, as a manager, I will look over the HUD one. That's my job. By the time it gets to you, you can just eyeball it, you know, sign it. And we've got the bank stuff. So watch for the money coming back. That's the stuff that we're talking about.
Here's the math on Joe's deal funding. This is truth time. She does about 2 deals a week. There's 50 weeks in a year. She makes about $20,000 a deal. It's a little bit less than that, but about that. So $40,000 net dollars. Somebody's on the other side of that transaction that's making the same amount of money. It's certainly not the same person, but it's a whole slew of different people that bring us deals. So 40 times 5 is 2. So just, and I'm going to ask you honestly, how many hours per deal does it take?
Oh, total?
To deal fund.
Less than 2.
So she's spending 4 hours a week making $2 million a year on deal funding.
There's a 4-hour work week book for you.
That's the real version.
That's the real book. Man, Tim Ferriss and I, we got to get together. I got a better way.
So, of course, my response to all that, this is a conversation that she and I had sitting on the end of the bed a week ago. My response to that is, I'd ever say this to her because she will throw a shoe at me.
Oh gosh, yes.
Well, if we can make $2 million at this.
Why don't you spend that money, 8 hours a week?
8 hours a week and make $4 million. But I stopped saying that a couple years ago because.
I will show throw she a gets shoe upset. At you. To which I say, here's again, truth time, baby, how would that change anything that you do today in your quality of life?
No, you're right.
Thank you.
Actually, it would probably make it worse.
Thank you.
Because we've got all these other companies, and it's not our only line of revenue.
I got to find another charity, which is a good thing.
Yeah, and then we've got to probably get some more people involved, and she's absolutely right. But
let's not be greedy.
I walk around with dollar signs in my eyes. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's a thing. That should be a show. Honestly, that should be a show. Don't get greedy.
I don't know if greedy is the right word. Greedy is there's a whole other, you know, 10 commandments, deadly sins, like thing to greed that we don't need to go there. But the question, real question isn't, you know, why? At what point is there diminishing returns? Like, do you need more money in the bank? Do you need to pay more taxes?
Do your kids need more money? Do you need a Lamborghini for every day of the week?
Yeah, I mean, that's the unnatural part of this. Yeah. It becomes a personality obsession, weirdo. Like these, I don't understand this quest for billions of dollars. I don't understand it. I mean, there's a huge, hard limit on how much money that you need where it's just, then it just becomes a personality disorder and not a healthy, it's no longer healthy.
I agree.
Do you think we're there past that?
Well,
past the point of healthy?
No.
I don't think so either because
we hold each other back.
We rolled in Land Academy. Well, that's because we're sharing all this.
Well, yeah.
We were sitting in a corner somewhere, you know, in some stupid little apartment.
We wouldn't be here.
Right.
Oh yeah. No, we would have never started Land Academy if we were those people. We'd be quietly not telling anyone what we're doing or how to do it.
And we'd never
and
be
building
doing,
a little team.
And we just shared the numbers
being
on,
like weird.
Shared the numbers on deal funding.
Yeah.
And deal funding would never happen without Land Academy.
We wouldn't have made Land Tank. We wouldn't share deals with anybody. Yeah. Heck no. No. You get it. Happy you could join us today. 5 days a week. You can find us right here on the Land Academy Show.
Tomorrow, the episode on the Land Academy Show is called Jill Friday. Best investors know their limits.
Yep.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition. Give us a little taste of what that is, Jill. Because I know it's your topic.
This is coming from, again, from Career Path. And because there are some really smart people in that group and really motivated people in that group. And they're doing a great job. They really are. And some of the things that we're talking about, they know when they're not good at something. And I think that's one of the things that makes them so great is they know, like, ah, this is a hole for me. I got to fill it. A lot of people can't do that. They walk around thinking they're awesome, they're great, they're unstoppable. No, so I'm really just going to talk about, give some examples on what we talk about and how to solve these things.
I have a million questions.
Oh, good. Okay, cool. Hey, you need to send out a few thousand offers to property owners like us. Check out offers2owners.com. It's offers and the number 2owners.com. No setup fees, free mail merge, and exceptional service. We should know because it's our company. Give Offers to Owners a call today.
We are Steve and Jill. Information
and inspiration
to buy undervalued property.